Once you have the Holy Spirit, you can do amazing things. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday, TGIF, thank God it's Friday, and you know every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Yeah, I know that we do that perhaps once in a very big way, perhaps a very emotional way, but I want to suggest to you in today's program that we need to do it every Friday. We need to do it every Friday because sometimes we slip in our commitments. Sometimes we find the way of sin more attractive than the way of God. Sometimes we get overwhelmed by all the problems in the world, and we gotta bounce back, and we have to say, Jesus, you are my Savior. You come into my life. I believe that you can make a difference. I believe that you can take this Friday, a Friday in which often people find themselves tired from all the responsibilities up until this moment, and you can take this day and turn it into a day of power, a day of relaxation, even though I'm busy. Because I'm going to preach my busyness in a peaceful way. And if I approach this day in a peaceful way, in some ways, I'm even relaxed because that's what the peace of Christ will do for you. It makes a world of difference. Today's scripture passage is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 16 to 19. Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Now, at the beginning of the program, I said, once you possess the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, you can do amazing things. You know, this scripture passage that I just shared with you is the mission statement that I have on the door of my office. Because I wanted that to be my mission statement. Following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, trying to imitate Jesus Christ, I want to preach good news to the poor, proclaim freedom to prisoners, help the blind, especially the spiritually blind, receive their sight, to lift the burden from the oppressed, but especially proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And on this Friday, I am declaring this the Friday of the Lord's favor. I remember some years ago telling this story on the radio, but I want to tell you it again in case many of you may be new listeners and never heard it before. When I was studying to be a priest, I was doing my studies in Washington, D.C. My last 4 years of studies, it's called 4 years of theology, was back in the late 60s, a time of great turbulence in our country, but also a time of great excitement, and certainly doors were opening right and left for the type of ministry or volunteer or Peace Corps. Or a lot of excitement about trying to make our world a better place to live, inspired by people like or John Kennedy or Martin Luther King Jr. or Bobby Kennedy and, you know, Pope Paul VI. I mean, you know, it was amazing times. Anyways. Even though I was studying theology, and the studies were pretty demanding, I wanted to, you know, help people. Now, I'm in my 20s now. I've been a student since I was 4 years old. So I got permission with a couple of the other friars to teach in an all-girls high school outside of Washington, D.C. It's closed now, but it was called Lorraine, meaning the Queen. At that time, there was, I guess, close to 800 girls in this school. It was a powerful experience because it was my first time in a classroom teaching. I taught religion to the sophomores. But we also got involved in some of the extracurricular activities of the girls, and we went to some of their sports, their basketball games. And they had a cheer that they would use during their basketball game. And the cheer would go like this. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. Well, show it in your fingers. And they snap their fingers. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. Now show it in your hands. And they clap their hands. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. Now show it in your feet. And they'd stomp on the bleachers. Then they'd all stand up. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. And then they'd snap their fingers, clap their hands, and pound their feet. What a roaring sound. What excitement. Now, the kind of spirit that they were talking about was team, you know, school spirit. They're going to root for their basketball team. But let me ask you a question in the context of TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Have you got the spirit? Have you got the spirit of God in you? You know, we open our life up to receive the spirit of God. When we get baptized, confirmed, when we personally, in the depths of our heart, make this personal acceptance of Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, do you have the Spirit? Because if you have the Spirit, then you can do amazing things. Let me give you an example. Okay, this is His Mysterious Ways. That's always found every issue of Guidepost, written by Mary Jarvis. I lifted the heavy lid of our old freezer in the garage and peered inside, looking for some vegetables to make for dinner. For the past year, we'd scraped by on my small teacher's salary while my husband, Mike, was away at graduate school. With 300 teenagers to feed, it was a challenge to stretch our grocery dollars. Now, one glance at the half-empty freezer made me question what I'd done on impulse a week earlier. The Tuesday before Thanksgiving, Kathy, my 14-year-old, blurted out that one of her friends was not celebrating the holiday because her mother could not afford it. We could give them our turkey, Mom, she said. We don't need it since we're going to Uncle Pat's. How could I explain to her that I was saving our turkey for Christmas? We didn't have enough money for Mike to come home for Thanksgiving. The kids and I were going to my brother-in-law's so I wouldn't have to invest in a big dinner. How could I afford another turkey before Christmas? We taught our kids to help others. But to help someone else when we could barely help ourselves, still I knew I couldn't say no. Lord, I prayed, I hope you have a plan because I sure don't. We gathered up a bag of potatoes and cranberry sauce I had in the pantry. I sent my son Matt out to the freezer in the garage to get some vegetables and the turkey. When we brought Kathy's friend the food, her mother cried tears of joy. At the time, their happiness made me feel better by giving away our turkey. But now, some weeks later, looking into our freezer, I wondered, who's going to help us? I rummaged through the frozen containers, broccoli, carrots, some blackberries from our garden. I pushed aside some frosted bags of green beans and corn. Wait, something was there. Suddenly I stopped and stared. Nestled among the vegetables was a newly bought turkey. I never found out who the mysterious donor was. Does it matter? Whoever it was knew exactly what we needed when we needed it. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. This lady had the spirit, and she gave what she thought, and probably was, the only turkey she had for Christmas away to help somebody so they could have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. And then somebody, moved by the grace of God, somehow knowing that they were not going to have a turkey for Christmas, goes ahead and gets them a turkey, sneaks it in and puts it into their freezer. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. Have you got the spirit? Oh, yeah. Do you get my point here, dear listeners? If you have the spirit of God, God can do amazing things in and through you. Most people are too timid to try. Listen, where there is no risk, there is no faith. You risk because you have the faith that God will work through you, work in amazing ways through you, work big and little miracles in and through you. And that all comes from what? From our personal acceptance of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You know, for those who pray, Jesus is a person. For those who don't pray, Jesus is just the name. Okay, go for it. Our prayer partners today are nursing home personnel. These are the people working in nursing homes where so many sad situations, they find them there and they try to help people. I often go to the nursing home to visit people, and I'm just touched genuinely when I see the nursing home personnel, the aides, all those people doing very difficult work, lifting very heavy bodies, treating people gently and lovingly. Please pray for those people. May God reward them. Now, today's food for thought. I don't know who wrote this, but this is good. Some people have their halos on too tight, right? You know, you don't want to be a snob. You don't want to be holier than thou. You don't want to think you're better than people. And today's joke is submitted by a man named Joe Bishop. Make sure you recognize the last name. As you remember, the last name as we go through the joke. Joe Bishop. When my wife gave birth to our son, she shared a room with a woman whose last name was Pope. One day their doctor, they both had the same doctor, one day their doctor came in and asked me how things were going. Fine, I answered. How are you? Great, he said. So far this morning, I've circumcised a bishop and a pope. Good. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. I always like to hear from you. You can do that by sending me a note, or if you do the internet, send me an email. My email address is on my website. My website is Father Scott, spell out Father, fathersquad.com. Always love to hear from you. Let me know, by the way, if you don't get my newsletter, there's no charge for it. It comes out 6 times a year. It tells you where I'm preaching. It tells you what my latest book, CD, DVD may be. I think you'll find them all helpful in your spiritual walk. They make wonderful gifts for other people. And you know what? I have a hospital, and you've heard me say this before if you're a regular listener, but I have a hospital for the very, very poor, one of the poorest places in Mexico, Oaxaca, Mexico. Could you send me a donation? I don't care the amount. Could you send me a donation? Make the check out to TASH. It stands for the Anacetar Hospital. I named it after my mom. She was a tremendous inspiration for me. Tash, Inc., send it to me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. You know, don't you, that God cannot be outdone in generosity? God will bless you if you're generous. You can count on it. Will you join me in the beginning of the Peace Prayer of St. Francis? Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, love.